Hello, dear listeners. It is I, DJ Star Sage, and I'm coming to you on a sunny Friday morning. It is the first day of fall, and I am on my way to the end of the work week at the candy shop. So how are you, and what have you been up to? I finally got my PlayStation 4 console that came to my door midweek. I was very excited because the tracking info said that it had arrived and I was ready to go home and set it up. Fortunately, I had been thinking about its place in my living room for a while. So while hubby was getting dinner ready, I was able to swap out the Blu-ray unit that it was going to take the place of on our shelf. And that first night, I didn't get to do much more than just set up all of my TV apps. And I downloaded Star Trek Online. Didn't get to play it that night. But I did start last night. It had been quite a while since I had played the game on the PC. I gave up after a while because I felt the controls were a bit difficult, having to maneuver over the keyboard, and I'm just not a desktop kind of gaming person. I want simple buttons that fit in my hands that I can just feel my way around the game. After setting up my character, which took a little longer than I remembered the first time, and I did have to set up a new profile because I sort of wanted to start over. I am playing the Romulan aspect of Star Trek Online because, as a teenager, when I was first becoming comfortable with myself, and I hadn't come out yet, I found a place with a Star Trek fan club who became my second family. They were my chosen family, or nerd family, as it were. And one of the things that I enjoyed about Star Trek was the alien race, the Vulcans, because in their history, while the Vulcans had achieved technology ages before humanity, they had also nearly destroyed their civilization through that technology. So although they're the big brother in the universe, having grown up before humanity, in some ways they're also the child because they've had to learn from their mistakes. Now, moving on to my affinity for the Romulans, it's like the wolf in sheep's clothing. For me, I enjoyed the idea that Vulcans and Romulans at one time were the same people. There came a time during the history of the Vulcan people where they chose to embrace logic as a philosophy of a means to save their society. The notion of a sort of Zen Buddhist outlook where when you weigh all of the options and choose the best outcome, logic prevails. Now, the Romulans, however, departed from Vulcan space possibly ages before the philosophy was adopted, because the Romulans did not see the need to discard passion and emotion. So if one were to look at a Vulcan and a Romulan side by side, if they were both wearing a hospital gown, you couldn't tell them apart. So I enjoyed that idea that unless you get to know me, you can't tell what team I play for. So I enjoy playing the Romulan aspect of Star Trek Online because it explores what I consider to be a undiscovered country. To paraphrase Shakespeare and the subtitle of Star Trek VI, because I felt that there were not enough stories involving the Romulans in the Star Trek universe. This also was the attitude of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry, as it's been mentioned in interviews before his passing that one of his regrets in creating the original Star Trek, or producing it maybe, was that he did not explore storylines with the Romulans more. And this was possibly because the budget did not allow for the makeup required and the sets and what have you. So there, of course, you get the sort of 60s version of an alien race with the Klingons. They all wore the same clothes and apparently shopped the same aisle at the thrift store. So, is it any wonder, with my fondness for the Romulans, that when I left a relationship of 8 years, when I reinvented myself, one of the first things I did, besides cutting and dyeing my hair and getting my ears pierced, all things, of course, that my ex would never approve of, I got my first tattoo. And that tattoo was the seal of the Romulan Star Empire, as seen in Star Trek Nemesis, the most recent film at the time. And this version of the Imperial symbol has somewhat of a Germanic or German-style quality to it. So at times when people see the design, they're a little confused and ask if that's the seal of the Air Force or the Firebird or Thunderbird that's the emblem on a couple of 80s sports cars. But no, it's the seal of the Romulan Star Empire. And I had it tattooed right on my chest. It took 3 hours. If it weren't a set design that the artist was able to create a stencil from, if they'd had to actually hand draw this out, it would have taken much more time. Which I learned later when I got my family crest done. But that's another story. So, going back to Star Trek Online, I am probably maybe halfway to the point I was when I gave up playing the game years ago. And at this point, it is just reliving some of the missions that I had already explored, but the ease of use with the PlayStation's controllers compared to the keyboard on a PC is a welcome change. And I, for one, am looking forward to progressing in this game more than likely at a greater pace than ever before. So, of course, with that being said, some of my favorite Star Trek episodes involved the Romulans, and my absolute favorite was Face of the Enemy in Star Trek The Next Generation, when Counselor Troi was abducted at a conference and was altered through cosmetic surgery to appear as a Romulan as part of a plot to help defectors leave the Empire. This was supposed to be originally part of a two-part episode guest starring Leonard Nimoy called Unification. However, the powers that be decided that there was only so much they could roll into a two-parter, so it became its own episode. This also starred one of my favorite sci-fi actors, British actor Carolyn Seymour, who also made an appearance on Scott Bakula's series, Quantum Leap, as the evil Leaper. And sadly, the last time we saw her on television, or at least I, was in an episode of Star Trek Voyager. Early on in the series, it may have been second season, she played sort of a housekeeper type in a Hollow novel of Captain Janeway's. That was the last time we saw her splendor on the small screen. Don't know what became of her. I assume she retired from acting, or maybe her health just didn't agree with her anymore. Of course, it's also possible that, like many in her industry, she might have gone behind the camera, which is the case of Roxanne Dawson, who played B'Elanna Torres on Star Trek Voyager, as well as Robert Duncan McNeil, that played her character's love interest, Tom Paris. Many of the past Star Trek celebrities have directed and produced, and it's suggested that this is going to continue with the new Star Trek Discovery premiering this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. You will be able to see the pilot on broadcast television, but you need to subscribe to CBS All Access to see the rest of the series, which I can proudly say I completed the sign-up last night. And much to my surprise, unlike when I tested the waters last year preemptively for a earlier launch date of Star Trek Discovery, they have added quite a bit more content. Basically, it is now the Netflix of CBS. You can see the entire back catalog of shows like I Love Lucy and the original Odd Couple and the Brady Bunch and many of the late night programs as well. So I am excited about that because there's more content for my dollar than there was ever before. I still have an entire season of Star Trek Enterprise to catch up on before Discovery's premiere on Sunday. I'm going to try to cram as much of that in as I can, but I am recording with the Duchess Sue tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. Go ahead and stop on by at pride48.com to catch our live show. We will be discussing memories of fall and of going back to school. So hopefully you will join us, as there's only a handful of episodes before the end of the year, and we'll be starting our third season. It's a little hard to think that we're already going into three seasons. We'll be starting that after the new year. So go to tfnpodcast.com and fill out our listener survey, won't you, so that we can know the things you'd like to hear us talk about. Well, I am almost at work, so I will be sending this out to you tonight to reach you over the weekend. as always, you can reach me at djstarsage@gmail.com. I am on Twitter at TFNDJ, and I will talk to you later. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
This program is a proud member of Univaz. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at univazpods.net.